I want to move on to another issue, and this is probably something that all of the people in studio here have come across, a death threat against People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy appeared on a wall near his home over the weekend. Tell us about this, Sarah, and it ties in with the kind of a broader trend we've seen over the last while.
Yeah, so I think it was Paul Murphy, RIP, was painted on a wall about 5 minutes from the TD's home in Talla. I understand it has since been removed and that Paul Murphy said he would be contacting the Gardaí about it. It obviously comes after there was hoax bomb threats towards the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. She wasn't at home at the time, but her husband and her two young kids had to be evacuated. There was also the protest outside, the anti-immigration protest outside Roderick O'Gorman's house earlier this month. And then some listeners might have seen there was a video on social media. The former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was kind of just sitting outside a cafe or something, and people were shouting out their car window, just shouting abusive things at him. So it's definitely part of wider abuse problem that we're seeing aimed towards politicians, regardless of if they're in government or not.
All right, Violet Ann Wynne. This issue of graffiti, people shouting out the window. We were talking about this actually last week on the programme, last Thursday. Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan was saying, abuse being shouted on you in the street, you take it as part of the job, you have a thick skin. But when it moves outside somebody's house, he said he'd set the bar. At that point, something has to be done about it. But even to kind of bring the bar back a bit, I mean, being shouted out at, taking abuse in the street, I mean, is that acceptable either?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the death threats and that kind of level of intimidation where it's affecting the family and being brought to literally your door isn't acceptable. 100% would like to say that and agree with that. And I think the increasing trends of politicians facing those kind of issues with being threatened or having abuse shouted at them is on the increase. And if anything, like tonight's debate is anything to go by, you know, sometimes you do wonder, is it just something that's, you know, coming up now, or is it something that they're seeing in the Dáil Chamber where there's this constant shouting back and forwards between particular political parties? But yeah, I would say that it is increasingly concerning, the levels of intimidation that is being shown and demonstrated nowadays. And I think the big concern is how much of a deterrent is this going to be for women in particular coming forward and choosing politics as a career. You know, those that are aiming for that, they're obviously probably studying the relevant subjects and doing the relevant degree for it. But even people like myself who almost fell into politics by accident and life led them to that, you know, we want more people from diverse backgrounds. We want more people who have, you know, lived experience of difficulties to be able to see politics as something that they can achieve. And so for me, it's a huge concern that we're seeing such a level of increase in these kind of antics, I suppose. But I will say that, you know, to put it into context, I've said it already, there hasn't been enough debate on contentious issues that we are facing in society. And I think that has been a huge shortfall of this current government, this kind of shying away from the real issues that needs political debate, needs political leadership as well. And I think that's had a big, massive impact. And also, just to mention the recent referendum as well.
Okay. Rory O'Murricu, the first issue we were looking at this evening, or related issue, the issue of migration, the issue of asylum seeking, it has led to some pretty personalised targeting of members of your own party.
You've seen it across the board, and you've seen it in the case of, and even the cases you spoke about, whether it's what happened to Leo Varadkar or Roderick O'Gorman, or the threats that were written on Paul Murphy's house, utterly disgraceful, and obviously the bomb hoax as well to Helen McEntee, utterly disgraceful, utterly unacceptable, no room for it. We're talking about stuff that falls into criminal actions. We need to see action taken. And in fairness, in some cases, these people are providing the evidence themselves. Now, I have a particular issue in relation to the social media companies and how obviously the algorithms that they have just facilitate this stuff to go absolutely viral once it has a level of hate. And look, we saw what was said, and like some of the commentary was utterly homophobic. Yes, should there be a bit more civility with politicians? Probably. But I don't. We're all grown ups. We can deal with robust debate. But I think it should not be personalised. I think we shouldn't be afraid of tackling any particular issues. But I would be, I would say it's incredibly difficult for certain people who are running for local election at this point in time in what they have to put up with. Right. And some of it is just sheer madness.
I hear you have a blue belt in jiu-jitsu.
That's it. And that's because I don't do enough training. Okay, and John might actually know something about this.
So will I tell you about that? My brother Andrew trains him in jiu-jitsu.
Okay. So, all right. So just final word to you and this John McGann, because we have only a couple of seconds left.
Briefly, you know, Rory and I can disagree over budgetary proposals. That's politics. But what's not politics is what we saw at Leo Varadkar in that video. It was homophobia. We all heard the words that were used. It was homophobia and it was disgusting. You look at social media, and unfortunately, up until social media came along, every village in this country had an idiot. Now all of a sudden they can all find each other on social media and they all blow each other up. They all think they're great. It's utterly disgusting. And when I look at Helen McEntee, who is my friend, who is a personal friend of mine, and she has two young children who are evacuated out of a house because some lunatic decides to call in a bomb threat. How is that acceptable in any country, in any democracy? Okay. It's a disgrace.
Right. Okay, we've got to take our last break. We're back in a sec.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.